Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Midnight Hour 215, right here from Philadelphia, PA. You already know, it's your boy, Hives.
Hey, Philly, it's me, Pamela G, and you are now tuned in to the Midnight Hour 215. Let's get
going. Welcome, welcome, man. We are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215. Man, sometimes music just not the same no more. Like,
it's not. It doesn't give you that feeling.
It don't give you that full pressure of music by itself. Like, oh my God.
It's like Marvin Gaye, like Marvin, we was just listening to. Yeah, we was just vibing here.
Yeah. My body and mind tells me something that's good for me.
Like, yes.
That's stuff that
Marvin Gaye.
Yes, brother, keep rocking.
You know, that's one of my favorite songs, like, of all time. Maybe we could play that.
Yeah, like, I hate when people say stuff bad about R. Kelly.
Why? Hold on, why?
When they be like, oh, they talking about the girl situation. I'm like this. He make music no matter what. You can judge him for that situation, but you always going to listen to R. Kelly.
You know what? Honestly, I don't listen to that nigga. I can't say that I do. When I hear it come on, I turn it off. I took all of the shit off my phone. I don't listen to
you. You don't listen to him?
I don't, because
the Isley Brothers. What?
No, I don't. What? I listen to Mr. Biggs.
Yeah.
That's it.
What the
but
fuck
not
is
this
going
nigga.
On
between the sheets in my home. Baby, waking, we explain before you start to punch your cane.
Girl, I'm about to have a fit.
Oh, it's about to be some shh.
How did I get into this shit? Never came home with this.
Lord, I'm dirty woman. Tell me where you came from.
Well, baby, listen,
my man is the Pied Piper for sure. But to be the Pied Piper, the shit that my man has done to women, I cannot listen to you. I'm sorry, R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, bro, I fuck with you in the Midnight Hour 215, but my co-host can't.
Of those of you who don't know R. Kelly, R. Kelly is the Pied Piper of R&B. R. Kelly penned so many hits from Kelly Price to his own. Isley Brothers. R. Kelly is that man.
Let's tell you, I listen to the Isley Brothers so much.
But R. Kelly has a problem. Song. You know, he has a sexual addiction problem. He has a problem.
You didn't see him in the crowd when he was with the sign teeing over and she goes.
Oh, wow. You know what? I can't wait till this movie comes out for R. Kelly exposing what the man has done to women over the years.
Right.
Aaliyah, I can't wait till you all see that movie to show what really molded Aaliyah, okay? And what really made her Aaliyah. So,
sorry, people. I'm just in my vibe, babe. This song gotta be played.
This is a hot record.
Bill Collectors.
Just bring back memories. Shantae Moore, Isley Brothers.
My baby.
And I thought I heard him sneaking sound.
There's something going on the stairs. Yeah.
Come on.
And nobody else was. This is the climax part. Boom, boom, boom. As I get closer to the stairway. All I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my head, screaming out,
you're contagious, touch me baby, give me what you got.
And the man said,
sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild. Oh yes. Talk that shit.
Looking for that. That nigga was up for the strap out.
He wasn't playing with this R. Kelly nigga. Isley knew.
Wow. On damn house.
As I get closer to the stairway, all I hear. Fuck with it, y'all.
Scream.
contagious.
It's that part you open up the door like a pimp.
Yes, he wasn't playing with this.
What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home?
Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point your cane.
Girl, I'm about to have a feel. It's this about nigga. To be some.
How did I get into this? Should have never came home with this bitch.
No, that dirty woman, not the way you come from.
But baby, wait.
Don't wake my ass. Hit the street, your ass is grass.
Classic.
Now, how you know my name, son?
Honey, wait, I was gonna tell you.
Mood is Catlin's real familiar. Mm-hmm.
I think I know your brothers everywhere.
You're mistaking me for somebody.
Free,
shut up. That's my favorite part.
But though I told your ass to get the walking.
He pulled out that cane.
He said, told your ass.
Well, I'm about to catch
the case. Yes. Sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild. You're contagious, touch me, baby, giving me what you got. Sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild. This was my song, man.
He say, I should know from the shopping spree. Oh, my God. Like, if y'all
they
don't know,
playing
man,
with
music,
these hoes?
Exactly. You don't want no smoke. But, like I keep on saying, man, music nowadays is all different. It's
you know what I think it is?
It's
I think people have less experiences in life, so they have less to talk about. Like, back then, people were able to go into their minds and go into their imaginations and pull from there. Nowadays, people are so blocked that they don't know really where to pull from. They don't have no feelings.
Like back in the 80s, 90s, 70s, 60s, they had a story to tell. They had a full struggle.
Exactly.
Our struggle is way different from their struggle now just because that shit is different.
It's different. It's
but,
way different.
I mean, if you could still, like, it's still people that singing nowadays that was singing back then that they still got it.
Still like, fucking got it.
Jill,
still on tour.
Like, Jill Scott is the most person to talk about right now because she said, in the back of her mind,
Jill,
when she was singing that song, grabbing that mic, boy, I can tell you.
Now, when she grabbed that mic now.
She said, how I'm going to fuck him up today? That right there. You know, grab that mic. And
shout out to Jill Scott Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
215.
Yeah, I mean, Jill Scott Philadelphia American real
quick.
You know
she
mean?
Wasn't playing on that mic.
She was on that Philly shit for real.
Mm-hmm.
What other songs we could possibly play?
Goodness.
That one I got.
You know who I was watching the other day? You remember Jaquan?
Yeah.
One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. So I seen my man on BT the other day. He was just talking about his rising and his fall, I guess. But come to find out, he was paying child support for years for a baby that wasn't his. Come to find out.
Get your DNA tested.
Please get your DNA tested. But what was crazy is that Jaquan, he was talking about how he had that smash, came out. And because I was wondering myself, like, what happened to him after that? He had hood hop.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, he admitted to paying child support for years. Until finding out if the baby was his, but they weren't allowing him to get a DNA test until the baby was here, which I thought was weird. The fact that they were, you know, making this man pay money for a child that he was unsure of, but they were still collecting with no DNA test. I thought that was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Can they do that? Really? I mean,
Jaquan said they could. They can. If the judge feel like they can.
Yeah.
If he signed that child's birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. Well, the baby wasn't here yet. But I guess, I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
Well, let's see what other song we got before we move into our first song of the day of that underground hip-hop and R&B. Earl May Love to, like, this was that song you made a collage to your girlfriend with.
Guitar. What are you gonna do now that you're
up? I remember seeing Life on the Apollo. I remember him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Life Jam. Okay. What those big panties are for.
Call. Y'all gonna hear every piece of our phone calls and stuff like that, because that's what we do. I mean, we want to let y'all know we real as everybody else in here. But Pamela G, I heard you want to talk to these ladies about
I do. I want to create a panty poll if we can. And I'm interested in how women rotate their panties. Now, for me, I grew up with period panties. And then, you know, you have your regular panties. And if y'all know what period panties are, fellas, young girls listening to the Midnight Hour 215.
They know what period panties is. They grown as hell.
Right. You should know what those big panties are for. Now, my thing with panties is I feel like women should get panties like they go and buy eggs at the market. Like, I feel like panties should be one of those pivotal things that you go for, that you just always stock up on. Now, for me, I'm real selective with my panties because, of course, you know, I grew up, my mom told us, you don't wear those polyester panties. You don't put that on your vagina. You put cotton panties on your vagina because, as far as fabric-wise, like, that's a sensitive area. You don't want no friction of no synthetic, just like you don't want no synthetic drugs in your system, you want no synthetic panties on an area. So I just feel like women should buy panties like they buy goddamn popcorn if you like it.
So which one you got on today, the regular panties or the period panties?
So today I have on regular panties, cotton panel panties. And I actually, these are boy shorts. Because I know they have so many different. I know for men, y'all have boxers, briefs. What else y'all got?
The men that wear them fucking thong ass looking ass drawers.
What's wrong with that?
Kill yourselves. I'm just saying
what?
That because
you're not gonna wear a thong for me?
Hell no. You can take these drawers off and that's it.
You know what's crazy? This one guy told me he had thongs on for me. And I thought that was weird. I just was like, first of all, why are you telling me? Like, right, just take off your drawers. Like, just.
You ain't gonna catch me. Like Cedric the Entertainer said, you ain't gonna catch me in these dun-da-duns. No, bro.
Like, what do you fellas like? We doing this poll. I want to know, like, what do you guys like? Thongs? You like your ladies in boxer briefs? Because we got boxer briefs, too. Yeah. Do y'all like I think it's like boy shorts.
But the ladies nowadays, they ain't buying them boxer briefs. They wear them just to show them off on Instagram. They take them joints right off, just go throw on a regular pair of new boxers.
What's crazy is I don't even like panties, which is funny that I'm talking about this.
I barely wear boxers at the time.
Yeah, I don't like panties either.
If these pants come off, it's basketball shorts for today, because technically I had no clothes on before you came over here.
Oh, really? Yeah. So he was just naked over here on the Midnight Hour 205.
I was just in my comfortable space. Like, we did it from my home.
Right.
And, you know, in a spare room. But at the end of the day, I just want to tell y'all, like, look, when I'm home. I'm in my comfortable zone.
Right.
The heat is on. Make it feel like summertime. It's a little cool breeze in here, then, you know, I'm going to just chill.
I feel you, because like I said, I personally don't care for panties. I think I wear panties because everybody else wears panties, and that's what they say we're supposed to wear.
Right.
But if I really thought about it, I don't really want to wear panties.
Technically, if it was like Adam and Eve, we only supposed to have a leaf. So,
yeah,
we're
supposed to have a leaf.
At the time, Adam didn't want to wear his leaf because he wanted to let the boys breathe, you know.
Adam wanted to spread his seeds out here about this bitch.
I'm just saying, next time you make him over, I ain't gonna have no drawers on.
Okay.
Or no pants.
No thongs.
No thongs. No no thongs, no pants, no drawers. Just know my thing gonna be swinging. It's just gonna be Midnight Hour, but nigga time.
Midnight Hour 215, Philly.
Let's go live on that day. We just gonna do it from home.
You know what I like? I like to buy my
weekend boyfriend.
Like, I like to buy my man boxers. Like, I want to pick and choose what I'm going to see when I take off your pants. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see you, you know?
Shit, fuck with me. Ain't nothing but these black and white basketball shirts.
I like boxers. Like, I like for my man. I don't know how many ladies it's like that, but I like for my man to have a nice underneath going on. Either you don't have nothing on, or you have some nice pair of boxers with nice design. I don't know if y'all like the polo with the horses on there. But when I pick out the drawers, I like to see some design, some stripes or something. I don't want to just see no red. You know what I mean? Give me some colors, something.
All right, so that means I got to buy some boxers with some colors.
Yeah, get some colors in there. Get some stripes.
I'm going to get the joint like right there where it's like that little hole where we pull our joints.
What's that little hole for? That's for if you got a pig?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm gonna get one made. It's gonna say Pamela G right there.
For me, Pamela G.
Yeah,
my favorite color is purple. All
right.
Purple rain. All right. I told you when I was little, I wanted to marry Prince. I thought I would be princess. So.
Oh, don't worry. You know.
So we can keep that momentum going.
Look, I can always be Prince. Goddamn it. I got my way.
Oh man.
I can grow my hair out just like him.
All right, Philly. You heard him. He gonna be my prince tonight. But let's get into this next song. This is Pamela G, Haz, The Midnight Hour, 215. Let's go.
So on that note of Midnight Hour 215, I just want to let you know that sometimes we just talk about random things. If we got no subject, if we got no artist up here, we just going to talk about whatever come to our mind. It might be underwear. It might be anything that come to our mind. You know, sometimes we might take a poll. But let me tell you who this podcast is for. This podcast is for the men and women that just don't give a fuck. That just speak their mind every time, on the time, on their grind, and don't give a fuck. This podcast is for, let me see, huh? This podcast is for all the little booty women out there who know they got a little booty, but they still work what they got. We appreciate y'all. This podcast is for all the go-getters that want to succeed and know what success is, but try not to let nothing keep them down. So on that note, let's move on to the next song of the day. You feel me? Let's go.
Dream about it every day. All the moves I'm about to make. I dream about it every day. All this bread I put away. I dream about it every day. Private jet on that runway. I dream about it every day. Dream about it every day. I dream about it every day. All the moves I'm about to make. I dream about it every day. Racks on racks and in the bank. I dream about it every day. Every day I dream about it.
Every day I dream about it. This life I've been then about it. I'm just trying to get it, man. Head up, man, I'm never pouting. I'm just trying to make a way. Make something straight out of nothing. I'm just being serious. Now look at me, man. Ain't no bluffing. Me, I came straight for nothing. And I'm trying to have something. You know the goal. I know me, man. I'm gon' be something. I'm about that bread. Fuck what you saying, man. I see it coming. I'm here hunting for the cheddar, man. I'm living better. And all that drama, all that hate, and never ever sweat it. I just keep going, never let up. Never let up. Get up. I get so far ahead, these haters cannot keep up. I'm like, if I run out, then I just go and re-up. I'm on my game, you see. This was a dream.
I just dream about it every day. Every day I dream about it.
I dream about it every day.
All this bread come in my way.
I dream about it every day.
Every day,
every day. I dream about it every day.
Every day I dream about it.
What goes up must come down. I don't like that sound.
Like that sound.
I'm about here and now. I'm gon' get it, yeah, man, somehow. I'm on my way straight to the top. Even though it might not seem like it right now.
Right.
Cause I learned patience is a virtue. You can never speak about what you can't do. Matter of fact, no, you don't even need them. They the ones that need
they
you.
They the ones need you.
Progress. That's the way you make moves.
That's how you do it.
How you gon' make it, nigga?
How you gon' do it?
Well, that's on you. Aight, learn to be a leader, not a follower. Like Bone, I'm just creeping on a comma.
Aight,
keep my mental straight for these niggas. I'm about money, I'm chasing these figures. Ain't got time for pussy-ass niggas. I'm about bread, so yes, I'm gon' get it. Ain't got time to waste in this place. I'm getting money every day. They said I couldn't do it, but I did it anyway. The way you get in the course, they gon' hate. Ain't getting money long. Nigga, I ain't falling off.
And I got goals to make. Nigga, I do what it takes. Separate the real from the fake.
I'm a duffel bag boy. I'm just looking for the next bag boy. I'm trying to get more and more. All these niggas know how I get it, boy, because
I dream about it every day.
Every day I dream about it.
I dream about it every day.
All the moves I'm about to make.
I dream about it every day.
Every day come in my way.
I dream about it every day.
Every day I dream about it.
I dream about it every day.
Getting this money, just getting this money.
I dream about it every day.
Coming up on them.
I dream about it every day. Every day, every day, every day. Every day, I dream about it.
Let's go with the next.